There are a lot of considerations that cause financial stress and disease. The inflation, debt, market volatility, and recessionary fears that dominate the headlines are giving you a piece of the story, but we're diving into the rest of the information today to give you a more clear picture of planning for your retirement right after this.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today, as always, is Joe Murphy. Joe is an independent fiduciary advisor with Murphy Wealth Management. MWMFinancial.tax is the website. And Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Back from a very brief family vacation.
Nice.
Amber and I took the boys out to Colorado, a nice little sleepy town, to kind of get away from things for a little bit. So we had a nice trip up there, did a little bit of sledding, some skiing, some snowmobiling, and just got out with nature. And it felt really good. And I think I missed a little bit because I came back to chaos in the headlines and everything's going on. So feels good to be back with you, buddy.
Well, you know, exactly. And I mean, you mentioned this really in the tease coming in. You talked about inflation, debt, market volatility, recessionary fears. And again, that's all we see these days. And one of the things that, well, we've talked a little bit about this before the show, but is a story I saw in Wall Street Journal says the Fed is playing a waiting game on rate cuts. The rules are starting to change. Are they, Joe?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, with this Fed, and I've been, you know, on this show before talking, is Jerome Powell is a very difficult job right now.
Not one I want either.
And they're dealing with a lot of lagging indicators, and trying to figure out just when to start cutting rates can be tricky. And obviously, you know, the last two inflation reports have been higher than anticipated. So we are in a little bit of a waiting game with these rate cuts. And, you know, when we first started this year, we anticipated, well, the market anticipated about 6 rate cuts. We're now, Steve, recording the show on a Tuesday. Tomorrow, so we're about 12 hours out from a very long anticipated March Fed meeting. So the odds have now decreased of a rate cut for this Fed meeting to just 1%. So probably not going to see a rate cut, nor should we, with a hot CPI print 2 months in a row and inflation being sticky like it normally is. We don't want rate cuts coming in too soon, or things could go off the rails. We saw this back in 1970, Steve, and you might see, if you're looking up inflation, and you might see some, you know, charts and their mirror imaging 1970 to today. It doesn't mean it's going to happen this way, but back in 1976, I believe, the Fed started to cut rates a little bit too soon. And boy, did inflation come back and rear its ugly head vicious, vicious way. So they're in a holding pattern. And I think that's smart right now, because looking at our economy, it is fairly strong. We're looking at, you know, the market rebounding, you know, the S&P hitting some all-time highs, I think record all-time highs for 2024. The job market is basically as strong as we've ever seen. So the economy is very resilient right now. And Steve, let me ask you this. Have you heard the term soft landing?
Yes, I've heard that many, many times regarding this particular situation.
Yeah, and basically what a soft landing means is, you know, after a period of rate hikes, which the Fed did to start combating inflation, you know, we were up at a 9.2% inflation rate at one point. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't see double digits coming up here in the future. But the Fed basically created the rate hikes in the fastest pace in history. What a soft landing is without rate cuts, actually not having any type of recessionary, any type of GDP backtracking for a quarter or more. That's basically what a soft landing is. And we've heard Yellen say it over and over again. We see all the legacy media, you know, left and right saying, you know what, everything's going to be okay. We're going to avoid a recession. This soft landing is on the horizon. I don't know it. You don't know it. They don't know it. And here's why. The Fed, in its essence, is playing kind of a guessing game. what they do when they unload their balance sheet, when they start raising rates and they really start tightening the economic conditions, they're playing a little bit of a guessing game because they're dealing with indicators that they don't know now. So we never know. And usually in history, we see the Fed usually raises rates a little bit too high and we get a little things off the rail. We still don't know all the data yet, and we won't. And in this day and age, Steve, we are inundated with data. So the Fed is looking at, you know, CPI, they're looking at PPI, and now this latest thing, the super core inflation. Are you familiar with the super core inflation, Steve?
No, I'm not.
So basically, it's going to be your services, like going to get a haircut, going to see your attorney, going to see your accountant, your financial advisor. What they're seeing is an increase in super core services. And that makes a lot of sense right now because in America, you know, we have our ear to the ground. We're dealing with middle America day in and day out. And what we're seeing is a real struggle with the rising costs, specifically with services. You go out to eat, you know, you have to go get a haircut. These prices have really just skyrocketed for the things that we depend on every single day to make our lives go. We depend on other professionals to help keep our lives going forward. And the cost has increased and increased over time. And that is really putting a damper on the consumer's pocketbook. Our savings are shrinking. Our credit card debt is exploding. Speaking of credit card debt, Steve, we are now at very, very, very high credit card debt in this country. In between ages, I think 18 and 39, we're starting to see delinquencies. We're starting to see over 90 days. It's really starting to skyrocket now, and that's concerning. And I know what it's from. Look, you know, you don't want to cut your discretionary spending because you think, all right, everything's going to get better. I'm all good to go. You know, the Fed's going to cut rates. The economy's going to boom. We'll get back to where we were. But not cutting that discretionary spending is the path that most Americans are taking with this credit card debt. And with these rates possibly staying higher for longer, it's going to mean more and more defaults in the future. We don't know what's going to happen, Steve. I don't have a crystal ball, but this is a really scary time because we haven't been quite here before. So no one knows exactly what's going to happen. And it doesn't matter what channel you're watching or what newspaper you're reading. No one really knows. And for our retirees out there that have been through the environments in the 70s, that went through the 2008 debacle, you know, this could be a time where you have now to plan. But if you do not, you might look back and say, oh my gosh, I really wish I would have got my budget tight. I really wish I would have paid off that credit card debt before I went into retirement. These are things right now that we can handle. But if you wait, it might be too late. And that's what we want to avoid at all costs, Steve.
Sure. And as we look at this, you know, we're talking about really things that aren't in the headlines, which is pleasant for a change. But again, you start to dig down deep and look what we're finding or what you're finding and sharing with us, which is scary.
Well, I mean, Steve, look at it on the surface. You know, when we're getting the news flashed in front of our face, look, employment is at 3.7%. The stock market is absolutely booming. Inflation is still at 3.4%. You know, interest rates are projected probably, I would say, we're looking at cuts maybe in June. We're definitely going to get some cuts this year. So it's really difficult to grasp that there is struggle out there, you know, that Americans are struggling because we're seeing all these main things that are glowing. So what is the actual problem? You know, where is the American consumer falling off the rails? I think just like in most times, Steve, the wealthy get wealthier. And, you know, they account for a lot of the consumer spending that we're seeing out there. You know, the top tax brackets are responsible for 40% of consumer spending out there. You know, middle America and lower income tax brackets are responsible for only 20. So a lot of the data that we do see could be skewed. And that's where we always want to look at data. We always want to look at data, but we don't want to weigh too heavily on one indicator or another, because again, this is an environment where anything can go off the rails. We just don't know. And when we're not 100% certain, I always like to make sure that we at least have a plan of attack going forward, especially for our retirees when that income stops, when you're relying on those savings, when you can't balloon your debt. This is the time to plan, Steve, and I implore people that are in that 5-year, you know, red zone before retirement. This is your time. Let's tackle that debt. Let's get these investments diversified. Let's make sure that you have a retirement to look look forward to because it can be taken away. You think I'm kidding? Look at 2020. I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah, and I remember clients coming in here. You know, the market was sailing, and then all of a sudden we had that massive drop in such a short amount of time, and no one could have predicted the upheaval so quickly. I don't know if we're going to have that again. We're definitely going to have some type of correction in the future. Is your retirement prepared? Is your debt taken care of? These are the things that we want to handle for our clients here at Murphy Wealth.
Well, so let's check in with Jim Cramer. How about that?
Sure.
All right. So he's talking about just what you were talking about, Joe. You're talking about continued financial literacy, the importance of that. And here's his take.
There is a gaping hole in the American education system, although I hesitate even to call it a system. When you go to high school, they teach you chemistry, they teach you geometry, they teach you physics. You have English classes, history classes, foreign language classes. You can graduate from college speaking three languages with a deep understanding of quantum physics or ancient philosophy. But you know the one thing they almost never teach you in middle school or high school, say nothing of college? Financial literacy. And I'm not talking about economics here. You could be an econ major and still learn nothing about financial planning or retirement readiness, let alone investing.
I love what he said right there at the end. You know, you can be an econ major and still not understand it.
Absolutely. Look, I think experience and you know, getting your feet wet at a younger age tends to remove the fear of it. And, you know, when you start getting into it, when you're, you know, in your 40s and your 50s and you're realizing, oh, my gosh, I really got to save for the future because, you know, the U.S. government may not be able to bail me out. These are the things that we really want to harp on, especially that core curriculum. And I've been on this show talking about this before. It is one of the biggest regrets that we have with our education system is that this is not taught at the core curriculum, and it should be, because finances are such a huge part of our lives, and those that take the time benefit from it. They create wealth from it, but not having that access to that education, I think, is a crime. I would much rather see finance being taught than history. And I hate to say that because I was a history guy. I love history.
Right.
But finance plays such a deeper role than history right now. And I'm not saying anything wrong. You guys know by this time, I love history. But that's how critical finance is in the role that it plays in our lives, not just when we graduate from college and start our first, you know, job, but through the rest of our career into retirement for the rest of our lives. We need to know the basics. We need to get our feet wet. And once you get that foundation, Steve, it's easier to start diving into accepting and saying, yeah, you know what? I understand this now. I'm comfortable with it. This makes sense to me. But if you don't have that basic information, it's hard to connect the dots. And that's what we as a country need to start really addressing with our younger population.
Hey, that sounds fantastic, Joe. Again, here's an opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get yourself a financial roadmap put together. You know, there's no cost, there's no obligation. Really, the goal at the show, what Joe and the team want to do is help you make the best decisions for you. So if you do have questions about what we're talking about, how it applies in your own situation, don't hesitate to give us a call, 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905. We need to take a quick break. We're coming right back, though, with more Wealth Health Radio and Joe Murphy.
When we come back, we're going to continue talking about inflation, debt, market volatility, and recessionary fears that are on the minds of consumers today, right after this.
We are back on Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy is here, of course, investment advisor, representative, independent, fiduciary, all the things that we want in an advisor. Plus, you've got a lot of experience that adds into it as well. And you got a feel for history, Joe, that very few people do, I think, in terms of financial advisors. I mean, you're quite passionate.
You know, I fell in love with history in high school, and then obviously I majored in it in college, and I've always been a big reader. I love to get different perspectives, look at different historical cycles, and, you know, there's so much experience out there that you can pick up just by looking through the lens of someone else. And I love the biographies. I love the autobiographies. I love just learning more about people. You know, obviously I'm a people person as an advisor, but to me, history can teach us a little bit about the past. And although the future doesn't happen exactly, Steve, we identify patterns in almost every facet of our lives, and we can learn things from experiences that people went through before. Why not take advantage of that? So I'm a big reader. I love reading. And Amber always knows I always have a book on my nightstand of some historical figure that I love to read about and learn about. So some of the stuff that you might hear me say on this show is usually an adaptation of something that I've read from, you know, a book that really hit me. And sure. I encourage people, you know, read history, understand, you know, not just American history, but world history. There's so much awesome information in there that you can glean from. And, you know, ideas are recycled. And, you know, some of the most beautiful ideas in this world are built on the backs of original ideas from people that have lived previously. I love that kind of stuff. And I love how it incorporates into finance and retirement planning. It's so fun to be able to let people know the lessons that we've learned through the lenses of others and try and apply that going forward so we can avoid some of the mistakes that have been made in the past. That's what it's all about in my book, Steve.
We heard from Jim Cramer in the last segment, but again, what you're just talking about, it kind of ties into what he's saying here, and he's talking about how to handle, getting a good handle at how to look at retirement, and let's just see what he says.
When it comes to managing your money, nothing is more important than retirement. Sooner or later, you're going to stop working. Hopefully sooner rather than later, unless you really love your job. So I'm betting most of you, even if you don't own individual stocks, still have some money in a 401k plan. Now, decades ago, corporate pensions started going the way of the dodo, and now the 401k is the main way that Americans save for retirement.
It is the main way that Americans save for retirement. There's no question about that. And it isn't always a good thing, but it's not a bad thing.
Well, yeah, the introduction of the defined contribution plan and the do it yourself. And, you know, 401ks are really responsible. I would say, you know, 80-90% of the clients that come in through these doors, Steve, the lion's share of their savings are in these pre-tax accounts, these defined contribution plans like their 401k or 403b. It has helped America save. And, you know, you'll see a lot of people with the advent or the introduction of target date funds. They've made it so easy to save and to get access to the market without really having to understand, you know, what is the technical analysis of this stock. You're dealing with either mutual funds or target date funds that are set it. They've made it so easy. You pick your retirement date and you match it up to the target date fund and you're all set. At least you have the exposure and at least you have money saved for the future. You know, we want to talk to people that understand just the basics. And that's really where it comes down to saying, did I save or did I not? And I've talked to so many people, especially in this area, Steve, where we do have a lot of blue collar workers. We have a lot of steel workers that say, you know what? My buddy or my manager said, you know what? You got to do this. You got to do this. And they always say to me, I am so glad I did, because now they're sitting on $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. And they have a bright future for retirement. Whereas if you didn't save on yourself, you're totally on your own. You don't want to be depending straight on Social Security in retirement. And what Mr. Cramer is talking about, and like I said, Jim Cramer gets a lot of flack out there. Mm-hmm. There's actually an inverse or an opposite exchange traded fund against all his stock picks. And at one point, it was absolutely exploding. But, you know, he's a big NVIDIA fan. He's a Philly guy. And he's almost become a caricature of himself the way mm-hmm. he talks now. But you know what? You got to appreciate the passion. You got to appreciate the dedication. This is a guy that really understands how things work, you know, how things work in finance. And listening to him, especially when it comes to the do-it-yourself, we have to, as a population, we got to take care of ourselves. And that starts with saving. That starts with cutting spending. That starts with making sure your cash flow is on track to get the savings level that you want to accomplish. So all these things, Steve, they all come into play together. You know, if you just focus on one, it probably won't work. But if you focus on them all, they blend together to create that beautiful retirement. And that's why we have jobs here, because sometimes we can fill in those gaps for people and say, hey, did you consider this? Are you using your HSA? Are you doing these other things? That's why we do what we do, because people are focused on what, Steve? Their work, their families, their, you know, the free time. They don't want to sit here and learn all this stuff because they didn't teach it in high school. They didn't teach this in grade school. So they're playing catch up with this. And that's why people come to us, because we do have the expertise. We do have the experience to fill in those gaps and make sure that retirement is exactly what our clients want to get out.
And, you know, one of the things you touched on was the 401k, and that, you know, most of us have one and save money that way. But you said that they make it so easy. They make it easy to invest. They make it easy to, you know, target date funds. But then they also make it pretty easy to take money out. And I was just reading a story this week. More Americans are treating their 401ks like cash machines.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of that, Joe?
We are. You know, ebb and flow with our firm is, you know, there's some periods of time where we see an influx of deposits during, you know, the stimmies, you know, the stimulus period.
Oh, yeah.
You know, money was coming in hand over fist. Now we're starting to see the opposite end of that cycle, is we're starting to see more withdrawals. And, you know, that's obviously a direct result of inflation. And, you know, the cost of living has increased so much. Well, if you're not going to cut your discretionary spending and you're going to keep the same level, even though prices have increased, you know, 10-20%, you're going to look at that 401k because it's accessible, because you're looking at it, you're going to say, you know what, I can borrow off this thing, or I can, you know, hopefully you don't do it under 59.5, but I can take money out of this thing. You know, we are seeing a decrease. We are seeing access into these defined contribution plans. And that, to me, is robbing your future self. You always want to look at an alternate idea than robbing from your future self. And that's exactly what it is, because these accounts are set up for your future. The longer that you let them go, the better your retirement's going to be. But when you start taking it out or you start borrowing, that piggy bank gets busted. It's hard to piece it back together when you're taking money out. So we are seeing it, unfortunately, Steve, but it's the direct result of the environment that we're in.
Sure. All right. Well, again, keep that in mind. And one of the things that we're talking about here, you mentioned going in to talk about regrets. And this one's got to be one you hear about every day. I wish I would have started before. Now. Right? Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
What do they say about hindsight? You know, 2020, of course,
always.
But it's never too late. And that's really what I'd like to get across to people is, you know, the dollars that you save now will magnify down the road. And yes, we would like to have 20, 30 years of deferral and let these dollars really maximize. However, that's not realistic for people. Sometimes life gets in the way, but it is never too late to start, Steve. It really isn't. And that starts with, if you haven't saved, that starts with looking at your budget and seeing what you can save. Because the last thing you want to do is throw money into your IRA and then say, oops, I made a mistake. I forgot about this bill. Now I got to pull it out with penalties. No, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that your budget is healthy, your cash flow is healthy, and that will give you the amount that you can save confidently and not miss a beat with your spending. Those are the things that we like to do for clients, to show them there is a way. There is a way on your income with your expenses that we can help you save, but it does take time. It takes effort. Even though we do the jobs of a financial advisor, we still require a role. We can't do it on our own for people. We still require some commitment of time to say, hey, let's look at this stuff. Let's figure out what we really can and can't do. Once you get that black and white on paper, Steve, it becomes real to people. I've seen the eyes open and say, wow, I can really save $1,000 a month. Yes, you can. Here's the numbers. This is how you can do it. So it's eye-opening sometimes to educate people when they come in here and say, you know, it just takes a little time to understand your numbers. And some people don't know their numbers. That is something that you want to address. You want to know your own numbers. You want to know your own budget. And you want to save as much as you possibly can for this future. Because who could have predicted this inflation rate? Who could have predicted these prices rising this fast? And if you were unprepared and you didn't save well in retirement, you're having that gap. You're putting that extra on the credit cards. And that's what we're seeing. These credit card debts just go up, 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 up. And now the delinquencies are going. And now the Fed is saying, hey, rates higher for longer. This is a problem for a lot of people out there. And, you know, hopefully we do get rate cuts. I think it'll be relief on the mortgages. It'll be relief on the debt and hopefully stimulate a little bit more borrowing with businesses. But we don't know for sure. So plan now. That is the main point that I'd like to get across, is don't wait. Don't wait for this future event. Start your plan today.
And doing that, Joe, let's invite folks to do just that right now.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And we're going to do this offer for the next 10 callers into the show. And we so appreciate all our listeners out there. And we've had so many awesome conversation with you guys. We want to have even more. Next 10 callers, you are going to be connected to our friendly reception. And they are going to schedule a 15-minute intro call with me, Joe Murphy. And I want to know your burning questions. I want to understand your situation. This is a conversation. There's no obligation. There's no commitment. We'll see if we can help you out. Steve, give our listeners that magic number. And we're going to get to work.
Sounds great, Joe. It's a phone call away, 800-930-5905. It is why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, all at no cost and no obligation. You can find out about how much risk you're taking. What about red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commission? It's time you found out, and Joe and the team can help that make that happen for you. How about potential tax liabilities? We were just talking about that. And a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply pick up the phone and call us right now. 800-930-5905. 800-930-5905. A quick break, but we're coming back. We've got more to talk about on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
When we come back, we've got 10 tips to keep your finances in tip-top shape as you move to and through retirement. You don't want to miss number 4 right after this.
We're back on Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy is here, of course, investment advisor representative, over 20 years helping folks getting to and through retirement, independent fiduciary, all of the things that make for a really good advisor. And, you know, you're just a real guy. I mean, you just are, you know, I mean, you are the same guy, whether you're here or whether you're in, you know, in your office or you know, riding around with friends.
Well,
you're that guy.
To me, it's too much trouble to be fake these days, and there's so much fake out there. You know, I want people to, you know, appreciate who I am. You know, through the radio, I think people have an idea who I am, and when I'm the exact same person, when they walk in the office there's almost like a relief because there's an anticipation like, this guy's got to be fake or something, or this isn't real. You know, we are. I'm a regular Joe. You know, I'm just a guy. I want to solve problems. And that's what Amber has always called us, is professional problem solvers. You know, we don't have all the answers, of course, but I love to dive in and I like to make the puzzle pieces fit, especially when it comes to money, because money is so important in our lives. It's not about greed. It's not about gathering more or hoarding. What it's about is making sure that you can do the things that you want to do in life. Money, Steve, is just a tool. It's a tool to leverage. It's a tool to make sure the life that you've dreamed of happens. And you can leverage this money in so many different ways, whether it's saving on taxes or whether it's, you know, making a huge hit in the market. You know, all these things are tied to money. Our lives are so intrinsically tied to this greenback dollar that we have to understand it. We have to learn about it. We have to learn how it impacts us. That's what our role is to show people how to maximize those dollars in their life, not only now, but in the future. Education is the key. I've always stood by that, Steve. Explaining people and teaching them the why is really what our core foundation principle are in this firm, is teaching people that why so they understand the moves that we're going to make and why we are doing it.
800-930-5905. And as we get into this, so, you know, we were talking about debt and, you know, yeah. as a client or as a just a person, you know, we got to get out of debt. So does the Fed have to get out of debt?
Oh my goodness gracious. Yes. Like the spending right now is I would say almost disaster level. And you know, this is no against any, you know, administration or anything, but just looking at the numbers. So right now, over the last 100 days, Steve, the total US debt is up $1 trillion over the last 100 days. That's an average of $10 billion a day. So our US debt right now today stands at $34.5 trillion, and that's up $11.2 trillion since 2020. So obviously, this is unsustainable. But if anyone took a peek at the budget that was unveiled, you know, the guy, you ever hear that expression, hold my beer? Well, I have a new one, hold my ice cream cone, because we've increased spending by an average of 1% of our gross domestic product above the expected levels that Congress anticipated. So if you did take a peek, Steve, at the Ways and House Means Committee, they released an overview of the tax hikes that are being proposed. And there's about $7 trillion in tax hikes that are being proposed right now. And look, we talked about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, and the 2026 is that ticker time to plan. Look, these are being proposed, and if they go through, you know, our tax life is going to look a lot different. The IRS specifically has been funded. We saw that proposal go through, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, the IRS is going to, you know, they're going to put this much money in. What's going to happen? They're talking about putting even more into the IRS, another $104.3 billion into this agency on top of that huge influx that they did previously. So looking at the IRS and looking at it as a tax collection agency, if they're arming them and getting them ready to start collecting, you better believe there's going to be tax changes coming forward. And a lot of them have to do with estate planning. This is why it's so, so important to make sure if you own a business, if you own a farm, if you have a high net worth, you want to make sure that you are sitting down with your estate planning attorney, making sure that you are protected, because if you are not, you could be taxed twice. And that's not something that you want to go through. And we're also looking at, you know, the expansion of the child tax credit. And, you know, if that happens, it's almost an encouragement to have people not work. You know, a lot of your income can come from those tax credits. And, you know, it shows people, hey, you know what? You're better off not working. You're going to make more money not working. That is not what the United States is about. You know, we are a producer country. And unfortunately, as we're looking at these proposed tax hikes, there's some scary stuff in there. And people need to be aware of it, because you don't want to get into 2026 and be like, I didn't know. I wasn't sure that this was going to affect me. We all heard it's only going to affect the wealthy, but we're looking at these proposed tax hikes, Steve, and it's going to affect Americans across the board. Very similar to the AMT tax that was only supposed to hit a small segment of our population. They had to do away with a lot of it because they saw it was creeping into middle America, and middle America was starting to pay more taxes. Really pay attention to the things that will affect your life. Taxes, like money, play a huge role in our everyday life. So in order to minimize or mitigate that, you have to plan ahead. Do not wait until 2026. Make sure that your financial situation, specifically if you are a business owner, if you have a high net worth, you want to make sure that you are planning ahead, because if these provisions go into place and you don't plan, you will be paying a lot higher taxes. Speaking of that, Steve, unrealized gains. This is one that I read through there. So taxing unrealized gains. Now, there's an income threshold, and it's supposed to only, you know, hurt the ultra wealthy. Well, just like the AMT, it could creep down. But to pay taxes on unrealized real estate, unrealized stock gains, to me is unconstitutional, but it's proposed. It's in there. So could you imagine investing in, you know, NVIDIA and hitting a home run, and then all of a sudden having to pay taxes at the end of the tax year on those unrealized gains, and then the market crashes and it goes, you know, down 50% and you just paid all those taxes? To me, these are things that need to be addressed. These are things that need clarity. These are not bombs that we should just absolutely unleash on the American public and say, hey, you know what? This is coming forward. Again, we're looking ahead a couple years, but this is education. This is something that Americans need to understand what is being proposed. And in order to make sure that our representatives are representing us correctly, we have to let them know, hey, no, this is not good. This is going to affect us. And that's really where we put our ear to the ground, Steve, and make sure that our clients are prepared for whatever comes next.
Sure. 800-930-5905. Boy, that was an education right there, Joe.
Yeah, well, it's important, Steve. And I think things that are important, and, you know, with this day and age, you know, I'm not a big legacy news guy. You know, I think a lot of our media has gone a little bit off the rails on both sides. And I don't think it's just one side or the other. I just think we're not getting a lot of truth here. We're getting a lot of let's make the narrative go this way, or you know, sway people. Yes, how to spin it. Thank you. You know, a long-term radio host, you knew the word that I was trying to say. It's the spin. And it's hard to rely on that as people because, look, we're so conditioned to opening up the newspaper or turning on the TV and getting our news and having been fair and balanced. And now that's become harder and harder to do. So where do you get your information? How do you vet it? You know, it takes a lot of research. You know, even us, when we see something, whether, you know, it's from one news place or the other, we have to vet that information. We have to try and verify it. And there's a lot of cherry picking of data to sway narratives. So we have to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, what they were promoting about wage growth or what they were promoting about tax cuts really doesn't apply because they were taking this small segment. Those are the things that we really want to look at. Those are the things that we want to educate our clients on so they really understand the entire picture, not just the segment that is being shown to them. That's where we have to open our eyes and we have to look around and say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't what they're saying. That, to me, it makes life a little bit harder, but it makes it well worth it when you get a well-rounded, understood whole picture.
And that's so important, Joe, and we all know that. And folks, if you want to sit down with Joe and have that conversation, begin to map it all out, 800-930-5905. So, I mean, again, as you talk about the federal debt and when you talk about the taxes.
Yes.
And where they're going. One argument on one side says, well, yeah, the IRS is going to go after these people, right? But they're not going to go after you and me. No, they're going to go after the millionaires and billionaires. Are they really?
Yeah, well, like I said, look, it always creeps into the middle class throughout history.
That's what I mean.
And I'm not talking Democrat, Republican, or
anything,
but throughout history, they've always pledged not to hurt the middle class. And guess what always ends up happening? But I encourage people to look up the tax hikes that are proposed in that budget and you know, see for yourself. Don't take it from the guy on the radio. See what is being proposed out there so you understand what could possibly coming and what could or could not affect you. This is your money. This is your life. We have to understand the taxes that we're paying. And look, the deficit, the spending right now, that's not their money. It's our money. You know, we should have a say in this, not be silenced. And to me, it all boils down to education and having a voice. And if you have a voice, they have to listen. You know, they can't just pretend, hey, wait, the whole American population is in an uproar right now. They will listen. And that's where the power is with the people, because we have the population. You know, these are our representatives. So they should be listening to us, not each other. But, you know, unfortunately, government works the way government works.
It does indeed. And we work the way we work, Joe. And the way we work is we want to invite folks to come on in and have a conversation with you.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And look, we're talking about taxes. It's tax time. So it's fresh in the mind. And when we see the budget, we want to bring that news to our listeners here on AM 560. Next 10 callers, if you'd like to have a conversation with this fiduciary financial advisor that's in your ear right now, you will be connected to our friendly reception and they will schedule a convenient time to have a 15-minute intro call with me. And we will talk about your burning questions. I want to understand your situation and see if we can help you out. Steve, next 10 callers, give them that magic number and we're going to get to work.
Absolutely, Joe. It's 800-930-5905. It's an opportunity to get that financial roadmap put together, and it's an excellent chance for you to have a true practical financial review. So if you're listening right now, just call us, 800-930-5905. You heard Joe, 10 callers right now. We'll get that comprehensive financial review, no cost, no obligation, and you'll walk out with a roadmap that can help be your guide to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-930-5905, 800-930-5905. One more quick break, and we're back with questions from listeners and more right after this.
You guys have questions, and we have some answers. When we return, we're answering questions from you, our listeners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We are back on Wealth Health Radio, our final segment together. Joe Murphy's here. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe, of course, Murphy Wealth Management is where you find him. And the other place you can find him is on Facebook for the Murphy Wealth Management Facebook page. You always do such a great job at just kind of giving us a, you know, it's like seeing a daisy in a field. It just makes you feel good.
What I really like, the inspirational stuff, Steve. And speaking of Facebook, you know, when it went down, what was that, probably like 3 weeks ago? Remember when Facebook was inaccessible and I was like, oh my, I was trying to log in to our account and I couldn't get in. And then I looked up on Google or something and just found that everything was down. I still haven't logged into my personal account back into it. So I love our business one because it is absolutely, it has some really cool articles on there and we have some really inspirational stuff. But to me, social media has just become very, very, it's very toxic if you're on the wrong place. So I like to be connected to positive people. I like to follow the positive accounts. And that can be more and more difficult because it seems like negativity can seep into anywhere in social media. So we want positive followers. If you can give a small business a follow, we would absolutely so appreciate it. It's Murphy Wealth Management right on Facebook. Give a small business a follow. You won't regret it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I was reading a story about TikTok, and I'm not a big TikTok guy at all. In fact, I've never been on TikTok. But do you know that a large percentage of the Gen Xers and younger, that's where they're getting their financial advice? Off TikTok.
Oh,
a bunch of people who know nothing about finance telling them what to do, and they're listening.
Steve, I've seen some crazy stuff. So one of my buddies, he's probably like 10 years younger than me, so he's a lot more into the tech stuff and the TikToks and all that stuff. So he was showing me like financial advisors that are doing like these things on TikTok, and he was showing me, you know, some insurance agents, and it was like almost like boiler room stuff. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, how is this allowed out here? Like, how are they doing this? But, you know, it appeals, it's quick. It's exciting. It's in your face. And you think, oh my gosh, this guy's on here. Yep. He knows what he's talking about. You know, you have to be really, really careful, especially with social media, websites, things like that. You know, to me, I'm old school. I want to look someone in the eye. I want to talk to someone. I want to make sure that I know who I'm dealing with. That's just me. I'm cautious. You know, as a fiduciary, as a fiscal conservative, I have caution in my life, but I do caution people because there's so many horror stories about, you know, people getting taken advantage of or people getting ripped off by not knowing who they're dealing with. Be very careful if you are, you know, purchasing something or creating a new partnership, like a retirement plan with someone that's on TikTok. And I'm not saying it's bad or it's good. It's just, I would take an extra step to vet. And that's just me, but I would encourage that as a fiduciary because it is, it's like media, you know, it's just, it's nuts out there. So you got to be real careful and just make sure that you are doing your due diligence and you're vetting who you're dealing with.
Exactly, because a lot of these folks have absolutely zero, you know, experience and or knowledge, or maybe they're knowledgeable, but they certainly aren't, you know, you're a fiduciary, you're an independent, I mean, most of these people that are doing it are just, you know, Joe Schmo off the street.
Yeah, and they might be really good actors, you know,
that's
a possibility. You know, what do they say? Fake it till you make it. So maybe they're just breaking in. And I haven't seen a lot of it, but the stuff that I did see, I'm sure there's really, and this is not to disparage anyone.
There's
good accounts on there, and I'm not trying to rip on anyone by any means. But I'm just saying, be careful, because the stuff that I saw on there that my buddy showed me, I was just like, oh my gosh, how can this be allowed? But it's out there, so just be prudent, be careful.
It's the Wild West.
Yes, it is.
All right. Jump into a couple of questions here, Joe. Maxwell has checked in, says, I inherited a small IRA when my mom died. Is there any way to avoid income taxes? I don't need the income at this time and can keep it in an IRA.
Well, Maxwell, great question. And you are in line for an inherited IRA, my man. So, Maxwell, I'm sorry that your mom passed away, but what's going to happen is you are going to set up what's called an inherited IRA account. Those proceeds from mom's passing from her IRA account are going to go into that account, and you have special rules applied to you, which means you have a 10-year rule. And specifically because you're looking to defer taxation, this is right up your alley. You obviously can take it a lump sum and pay the taxes up front, but you have 10 full years to distribute in any increments that you want. So you can take, you know, $50,000 in the first year. You can take it all in the ninth year, but it has to be depleted by the end of the 10 years. So remember that 10-year rule, inherited IRA, and what that allows you to do is kind of plan those distributions, maybe based on your income. So maybe 1 year you have a sabbatical and you're like, you know what, I didn't make 30 grand earned income. I might distribute some of this IRA, because remember how it's taxed, Maxwell. It is 100% ordinary income. definitely federal, perhaps state, depending if you're in Indiana, Illinois, or Wisconsin, or Michigan. So Illinois is very lucky, no state taxation. Indiana, we're paying both state and federal. So make sure you understand the tax rules, but you can use that inherited IRA, Maxwell. 10 years, good to go, buddy.
Sounds good. And Maxwell, if you need some help, I'm sure Joe would be there for you. 800-930-5905. Love to hear from you. All right. Marsha has a question. She says, with the 2022-23 downturn in the stock market, I'm trying to look for ways to protect my portfolio. I know of the adage, diversify, 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 but what does that actually mean?
Oh, great question, Marsha. And I appreciate people taking the time to write into us and ask these questions. And look, it helps everyone get educated. The more questions that we get to answer, the better. So please keep these questions coming. And Marsha, diversification is a cornerstone of financial planning. And what it basically boils down to is spreading risk, making sure that you are not allocated 100% to one single company, one single sector, one single industry. What that means is if that industry, that sector, that company takes a bath, your account's going bye-bye. But if you spread it across numerous sectors, numerous industries, numerous companies, you insulate yourself from that one-shot risk that could take your whole account down. So spreading risk, which means in different economic environments, you can shift concentration. A lot of our concentration right now is shifted towards tech. You know, the tech companies are rolling this market right now, but we still have diversification. We still have hedges or offsetting positions just in case tech starts moving. You know, when the market goes down, Marsha, we saw it in 2020, we've seen it in 2008, we saw it in 2001. It's like a lightning bolt. So you may not have time to re-diversify or sell that position. You may be going for a ride, but having a hedge will help insulate some of that loss to allow you to make some maneuvers during that downturn to help take advantage of the new market environment.
All right, 800-930-5905. Marsha, give us a call. We'd love to help you out. Natalie is wondering, she says, I don't know a lot about taxes or 401ks. I'm just learning as I listen. So I'm struggling to understand the advantage of how does it help me if I still need to pay taxes when I withdraw the money later? Is there a strategy to this?
Well, great. This is an awesome question, especially during tax time. And this is one that we really get a lot, Natalie. So thanks for asking it. Mm-hmm. So when you're contributing to your 401k, think about how that contribution goes into that plan. It comes directly from your paycheck. You don't receive it, so you're not what? Paying taxes on it. It goes directly into your 401k account. So we have pre-tax money. That's why they're called pre-tax accounts. That pre-tax money now grows tax deferred. So the whole time it's growing, you're not paying any taxes on those gains inside of that 401k. But when you start taking that money out, whether it's required minimum distributions at age 73 and a half, or it's a retirement supplement, when it comes out because the government gave you that tax break up front, they're gonna get you on the back end. So when that money comes out, it's ordinary income taxation. You wanna be 59 and a half or older to avoid that 10% penalty, but you're still gonna be responsible for at least federal taxation just like ordinary income. So you have to be cognizant, but listen, Marsha, the whole key to saving is time, especially when it comes to retirement. And that's why we encourage people not to wait, to start now. The longer that you have that money growing in that 401k, the better the tax benefit for you. So when it does come out, you maybe enjoyed 20 or 30 years of tax deferral on that money where you didn't pay any taxes. When it comes out, the government's like, guess what? You're paying the piper now. So you get the tax break up front, you pay it down the road. That's why we love the Roth IRA. Because you do not have to pay those taxes on the distribution phase like you do with your 401k. The Roth is 100% tax-free. As long as you're 59 and a half and that account has been in for 5 years, you're dealing with tax-free as opposed to ordinary income taxable.
800-930-5905. Natalie, do give us a call. And let's see if we got time for one more. Let's go to Kenny.
Sure.
Kenny says, what should I do with RMD funds after paying taxes if there is currently no need for the funds and I want them to grow with limited risk?
Kenny, great question. Required minimum distributions, some people need them, some people won't. And I'll tell you the situation of the way we look at RMDs, and they can be a great planning tool. But the government has designed RMDs at almost the middle to later stage of retirement. We all know there's three phases of spending in retirement, and that first phase is going to be your biggest spending. So when you retire, say 67 to maybe 74, 75, that's going to be your biggest time of spending. That middle part of your retirement, your spending is going to be at a lower point. This is the time where, you know, maybe you want to watch the game on TV as opposed to going to the ballpark, or maybe going to rent a movie or rent a movie at home as opposed to going to the movie theater. Your expenses are going to be very steady, increase or decrease from that very first phase. So when you start receiving those RMDs at age 74, you may not need them. So there's a lot of strategies that we can use for these things. One, we can set up a protection umbrella using one of those IULs, those life insurance contracts, to create a benefit that will not only protect, God forbid if something passes away, protect your family, but also if you have maybe an event, like a health event, you can actually access the death benefit 100% tax-free. Great use of RMDs that are unused. And of course, you can donate them to charity, QCDs, which are absolutely fantastic. And then you're avoiding taxation at all and benefiting a charity of your choice. There's a lot of different options, Kenny. Give us a call. We'll find out what you want to accomplish, and we'll tell you the best way to do it.
800-930-5905, Kenny. And that's going to wrap it up for us, Joe. Let's invite folks one more time.
Absolutely, guys. And this is for the next 10 callers here on AM 560. We want to invite you to give us a call, and you will be connected to our friendly reception, and they will schedule a 15-minute intro call with me. So whether it's retirement, whether it's selling a house, or whether it's starting a new business or a workplace retirement plan, whatever is on your mind with finance, we can help you answer those questions. Next 10 callers, Steve, give them that magic number. We'll get to work.
Sounds like a plan. 800-930-5905. It's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation. Really, it's the goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision for you. So if you do have questions about what we're talking about, how it might work in your own situation, give Joe a call. 800-930-5905. 800-930-5905. Joe, as always, a pleasure. My favorite hour of the week. It goes by really quickly, but I always learn a lot.
Well, Steve, it's so much fun to talk to you, and I appreciate our conversations, and hopefully our friends here on AM 560 are looking forward to next week because I think we're going to have some fun. Everyone have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.